producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Hoy Vey, where do we begin on protecting children in this culture that has sold them up the pharmaceutical river? Yes, more information coming through on the mandates, the vaccine mandates out of California, some opposition that's happening. Also interesting pockets of resistance in the states in certain areas. Primarily, interestingly enough, among the GOP, not that I'm saying the party itself has become anti-vaccination or real totally pro-freedom, but they have exhibited more embrace of freedom than the Democrats on this issue when we talk about medical freedom. You know, the Democrats want to be free to do all kinds of horrible things to children. I'm just going to say it, even before they're born, as opposed to some on the Republican side say, hey, wait a minute, there's a role for the moms and dads and families to play well before government should intervene. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not shying from controversy today as we get out of the gate fast here. RobertScottBell.com. Show notes, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. Very excited. We've got breaking news from Stuart Tomk later in the program on CBD. He wouldn't even tell me what it is. I like being surprised. It's okay to be surprised, even on your own show. It's not bad. That's the spontaneity of live radio, which is what we do here on GCN and Natural News Radio 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So let's start in Rhode Island, shall we? And then we'll go to Oakland, California. In Rhode Island, there's some GOP lawmakers there are asking the schools to oppose the HPV mandate. Remember? Supposedly a sexually transmitted virus. You're not going to get it from airborne. No one's going to sneeze on you and you're going to get it. And they want, you know, middle schoolers to all get this HPV shot, whether it be Gardasil or Cervarix. And we have covered ad infinitum, I guess you could say that too, but ad nauseum is what I was looking for. The issue of the dangers of this vaccine, also the absolute fallacy that it would prevent cervical cancer. Of course, not in a male who doesn't have a cervix, but then they try to stretch it and say, well, it can prevent throat cancer, right? Remember when Michael Douglas, the star of, what movies he's done, a lot of movies, said, oh, yes, it was certain things that I did with my wife. That's what he said. Was that targeted? I'm not going to go there, but let's just say this. The HPV vaccine does not prevent cervical cancer, and you won't find that out for another 20 to 25 years. Oh, wait, Robert, but they say that it can artificially stimulate antibody production against certain strains of HPV that were linked to cervical cancer. How are they linked? Let me go back through this one more time, just to show you the fallacy from the word go of this vaccine, among many others, but this one in particular that focuses on the human papillomavirus. They took scrapings, if you will, I'll just say it in an unscientific way. They took some samples of tissue from cervical cancer, right? Unknown cells from cervical cancer, okay? Cervical cancer cells and then some around the area. And they conducted what is known as polymerase chain reaction, PCR, a very high-tech test that takes unknown fragments of genetic material. As I said, unknown fragments of genetic material, and amplifies them
Not hundreds of times, not thousands of times, not hundreds of thousands of times, not even millions of times, but hundreds of millions of times. In order to identify what they say is the cause of the cervical cancer that they indeterminately, indiscriminately, perhaps scraped some cells from. And then they say, aha, there's evidence now that HPV may have been here at some time in the past. There's fragments of genetic material that seems to indicate that HPV might once have been here, but there's no HPV found whatsoever. What does the HPV do? Just dissipate and disappear, and then 25, 30 years later, they say it's because of that, which, by the way, you overcame successfully the HPV infection. Right? If you have a fairly intact immune system, it doesn't even have to be optimum. If your immune system is intact at all, you're likely going to be able to neutralize, get under control or in control the HPV without intervention, without drugs. Now, we are the one show that I know of, at least, that will talk about the utilization of homeopathic remedies, including nozodes like the human papillomavirus nozode. It's turned into homeopathy. We'll talk more about these kinds of things at the Homeoprophylaxis Weekend we've got coming up. Worldwide Choice in Dallas, Texas, October 2nd through 4th. And I hope you'll attend that. You can find the information linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But the HPV is cleared by your own immune system. There's also another method. We've talked about if a female is suspicious that HPV has been contracted, interacted with in some way, and you're concerned about HPV replicating on your cervix, you can drive bioactive silver hydrosol vaginally up to the cervix area, and you basically a couple of times a day. I'm not going to go into detail on how to do that at this moment, but within about a week to 10 days, there's no viable HPV. I mean, it's more rapid in its remediation, even though your immune system could do this over time. But even if you did none of that, the very fact that they claim HPV causes cancer based on a PCR test in, as scrapings from cervical cancer cells, it's a leap too far. But it's not a leap too far if your intent and goal is to profit handsomely off of another mandated vaccine because the CDC is bought by the pharmaceutical industrial complex that can then recommend it into the childhood schedule, which then alleviates the manufacturer of that vaccine, whether it be Merck or GSK in this case, from any liability should their vaccine, and it does, injure, maim, or even kill the recipients of those vaccines. And the state boards of education that have signed on the state level to the state mandates because the federal government has pushed it forward and is going to tie it to money as they promote this idea that mandatory vaccination is the only way we can survive as a species. And you wonder why I have no faith in the governmental system as it stands today. It's bought lock, stock, and barrel junk science. Pseudoscientific attacks on the immune system via injection, including the HPV shot. And you got liberal elitist Democrats who like to trash GOP Republicans because they're basically apes and knuckle draggers because they provide a sane response to the overgrab, the overreach of government that mandates that all parents submit to the government and turn their children over to these needles of the vaccine industrial complex. This is where you get that false dichotomy that to some degree is real if you've bought into it. Where the leftists worship science, and darn those right side of the equationists who have religious beliefs that fall in opposition to the turning over of their children to government that has been bought by the pharmaceutical industry under a fascist medical dictatorship. And in this story, Representatives Justin Price and Robert Nardolillo in West Warwick, Coventry, West Warwick, and Little Compton school committees, evidently in Rhode Island, they're urging Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo to undo the Department of Health's change to the school vaccine regulations, saying that these kids must have the HPV shot. Am I making myself clear? The outrage that I feel, even though I'm sustaining, hopefully, a balanced delivery for you. I don't want to scare people away because I really want to yell and scream about this. The insanity that anybody, Democrat or Republican in this case, would just roll over and go, yep, the government is right in order for my kid to go to school. Now, in order for your kid to go to school, you have some problems in your mind too here. Because you're turning your kids over to government. Yes, you are. Well, okay, you go to private school. That's true. You can homeschool. You can listen to me. Government indoctrination centers, public schools. You do not have control of the curriculum. It's been removed from you as these federal mandates have come on from on high to make the lowest common denominator possible. To teach people about the glory and wonders of government and the government pharmaceutical industrial connection. You shall not question the science coming from the NIH, the NCI, National Cancer Institute, all of these that are taking big pharma money, and then the regulators who enforce them or suggest that they be enforced, like the CDC, who never met a vaccine mandate it didn't like. And then in the Oakland School District, interestingly enough, this becomes sort of a racial divide, although it could be something that could bring us all together. Because of the activists, whether you're white, black, yellow, red, whatever level of pigment you have, saying, hey, like Brian Hooker has said, PhD, our good buddy, he's going to be with us at the National Health Freedom Conference. We are going to talk about, the strategies we have, conspiratorial strategies to restore health freedom to the land, to the world here. And we have Minister Keith Muhammad presenting in Oakland on this, acknowledging some of the things that Brian Hooker has done, who also presented at this meeting. And the things that he said, and the conclusions that he drew. And I just don't have time to play all of it, but I'm going to play the last one of him where he's saying, just end this stupid law. Give a listen.
Yeah. And so all I'm asking is that the Oakland School District act more responsibly.
Yeah, right.
And if we impose a vaccination that has harm in it, potentially, on our children, then what are we contributing to? And so this is a good time for us to stop and say to the state of California, just as San Francisco said when its mayor disagreed with state law, or as others have said when they disagreed with some of the implementations of law, sometimes we got to stop and say, stop. This is stupid law.
Yeah.
Stop the stupid law. Now, it's a majority African-American district there in Oakland. I think 32% of the kids there going to school are African-American, and of course they're proportionally harmed by these vaccines, including MMR. And they're coming together and saying, enough, stop. What are they for? Nullification. 10th Amendment, localize the control of the school districts. Kick the feds out, kick the states out. The problem is the money flows. From the feds. Well, from you to the feds back to the states back to the local school districts, and that is how they control it. And that is why you simply must withdraw consent and withdraw sending all of that economic viability, blood, sweat, and tears into this large federal, enlarged federal bureaucracy that is attacking and killing your kids. Be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
If you think you need an aspirin after my opening monologue diatribe on, I guess the body politic that is being vaccinated against your will, don't take it. Don't take the aspirin. It's right, like the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't take the aspirin. You think that this memo would have gone out a long time ago, Super Don. Don't take the aspirin. How many times have we covered steroidal and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and the danger that they pose to your health? And the fact that if aspirin were up for approval today under the guidelines that are currently in force of the FDA, it would be likely that aspirin would be denied when it went for an NDA, and they'd say, no, it's too dangerous. The drug is just too dangerous. Yet NBC News touting a story recommending that more aspirins should be taking Americans.
What?
I'm just waiting. I wanted to see if you were listening. How good. All right, good. Super Don is present. That more Americans should be taking aspirin. Right? It might as well be aspirins taking Americans because we're just all a bunch of drugs now, right?
As you know what? Aspirin has had a history of taking Americans, hasn't it?
Taking Americans for a ride down to gastrointestinal bleeding, ulcerations, and worse. So they acknowledge, though, that there's debate about this. It's like, really? Debate? You mean the science isn't settled?
We ought to be like them. We should just say, there is no debate.
Right, there is no debate. We right. do not allow debate on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The problem is, we usually come in after all the debate happened and then was shut down, and now nobody knows that there was opposition to anything. And we come back and point out those things historically and go, hey, did you miss that? You missed that memo about how dangerous that drug was? And then, of course, years later, what were we saying on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Oh, They were right. It's just now the mainstream media says it. So now of course, you're vindicated. You're validated. Well, we don't look to them for vindication or validation, but kudos to my humble and lovable Super Don, because he always makes sure to go, hey, look, Robert, you were right again. Not that I need the pat on the back,
you know,
for the inflated ego.
And you have to admit, it's been happening a lot lately.
More and more and more. Why do I even bother coming to work? Our job is done.
We'll just play the archives. It's all
right.
Current and relevant, right?
Yeah, it's all. You know, it's just a matter of now more people are open to hearing the message we've been sending out for years and years and years. The recommendations from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force are likely to be controversial because even low doses of aspirin can cause sometimes deadly internal bleeding, both in the stomach and intestines and in the brain. There you go. Let's approve that drug, FDA. That's why I'm saying, if you got a drug with side effects of bleeding, deadly bleeding, internal bleeding of the stomach, intestines, and the brain, how are you going to get that through? How are you going to get that through today? Well, no, it's been out for decades, so we'll just keep it and we'll put a warning on it, right? Now think about this. What do we use in the Robert Scott Bell Show household? If there is a need for what we would normally, in my upbringing, grabbed an aspirin for, because I was a pharmaceutically raised child. I was born a poor pharmaceutically raised white child, I guess you could say. And
was that a Bill Clinton impression?
No, that was. I was just thinking of the jerk with Steve Martin. I was born a poor black child, but I couldn't make it work.
It kind of sounded like Bill Clinton there.
On short notice. I was born. Yeah, okay. We may go there. But the aspirin thing, what would we reach for? We'd reach for aspirin. I mean, it was like from Bayer's baby aspirin, that orange-flavored stuff when I was a kid, to then the Tylenols of the world. And now, of course, they got ibuprofens and, you know, other things. Naproxens. All of them have untoward side effects that are direct effects that are just undesirable, and that's why they list them as side effects. Now, I'll ask you, what do you choose instead of aspirin? Of course, Super Don's not going to go for a coffee enema. We know that. So what would I recommend for Super Don? Besides drinking extra water, how about a little white willow bark tincture? Have I ever mentioned white willow bark tincture?
Do I have to put that in my bottom?
No, you can actually put it in your top.
Okay, all right, okay.
Open up your mouth and drink it, right? That's what you can do. This tincture is basically herbal aspirin. White willow bark tincture. And there are other things in nature that can do this. But imagine, now I want you to imagine, if this herb, which can be sold as a diet and is sold as a dietary supplement with no claims, it doesn't claim to be a headache cure because they can't. I can tell you it can reverse a lot of those pains that you normally take an aspirin for, but they can't put it on the label. But imagine if white willow bark tincture caused uncontrollable, sometimes deadly internal bleeding in both the stomach, intestines, and the brain. You tell me, wouldn't there be congressional hearings? How did they allow this on the market? We need to have new laws. Stop these dangerous dietary supplements. But no outrage on aspirin. Shh. Where's Dick Durbin? The turban. He's got the pill bottles, the cotton from the pill bottle stuck in his ears because he doesn't want to hear it. ADHD in kids, is it going to mask autism, the diagnosis and the drugs, after this?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don is with me. We have Stuart Tom going to join us. Breaking news on the CBD front. Very excited to hear about that next hour. RobertScottBell.com. The show notes are up. Thanks to Op-Ed, assistant producer. He can speak now. Hey, Op-Ed, you suggested that I want people to dump their aspirin down the sink. right? I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way to dispose of aspirin without harming the fish downstream. I'm just not sure. I don't think it can be used as a compost thing. I don't want to put it in the compost. Not that I have any, but anybody that has heard me talk about aspirin, you go, white willow bark, aspirin, yeah, I'm going to get the tincture. What do we do with all of those drugs? Because, you know, we're already, let's just be honest, we're pissing them on out if we're taking them, and they're ending up back in the water supply because they're not filtering them out at municipal water treatment facilities, so they're coming right back around. All of y'all who are opposed to birth control pills, you're on them. If you're drinking tap water, you're not really filtering the heck out of it. There's a problem there. So what are we going to do with all this aspirin, Op-Ed?
Put them on fireworks.
Oh, you got it. Raining down from the sky. Maybe send it back to China.
You
want to
blow up the aspirin?
Blow up the aspirin.
Or it blows you up, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, earache, my aspirin, right? We always talk about kicking some aspirin. That's our nice way of saying what we sometimes don't say, unless I'm really feeling volatile, like an aspirin pill or something. Here's an interesting story, and this will affect the millennial generation. ADHD, you know, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They used to call that being a kid. Now it's, of course, anybody who's, you know, got a stray, you know, eye. I mean, how many times did I sit in the school and look out the window? Oh, wait, no, that's right. I went to prison for school. I was in a high school that had no windows. I couldn't look out the window. I had to daydream, use my own imagination as I got bored in school.
I was climbing out the window.
You were lucky you. You were playing hooky that way. I'm sure Ed was a good boy. He never did anything like that, right?
I got into my fair share of trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do reveal on another episode. We'll find out some more backstory of what drives up Ed.
Drinking a beer.
No. You and Homer Simpson.
I'm teasing you, Ed.
No, yeah, Super Don. Do I have to put that in my butt? Yeah, thanks a lot, Super Don. Really elevating the discussion here.
A beer enema. I might consider that.
Oh, where have we gone? I'm trying to help kids with ADHD. By the way, there is something. It's real. There's no blood test for it. I mean, yes, there are attention issues. There are hyperactivity issues. But they're nutritional issues. They are gastrointestinal issues. And this article is talking about ADHD and saying, is it masking potentially an autism diagnosis? And I'm thinking, if it is, that might be a good thing only because the suggested treatment for autism is not even a treatment. All of the treatment that they have for autism, according to the official statements, are behavioral modification techniques. No biomedical interventions, no chelation, no detoxification, no repair of gut integrity or gut ecology officially. If you do that, you know, they'll throw you out as a quackaroony. Say, oh, you're not practicing real medicine because it's not evidence-based. The fact that you parents have dared to observe that removing gluten and casein from the diets of children who have been diagnosed ADHD or into the autism spectrum, how dare you claim that it does anything good? Because we haven't conducted double-blind placebo-controlled studies yet, so y'all are a bunch of unscientific Yahoo parents. You shouldn't be allowed to speak. I mean, that's the insanity of what goes on out there.
No, ADHD. Yeah.
ADHD may mask autism in young kids, right? And their only treatment is behavioral. The thing is, if you have ADHD symptoms, severe attention deficit scenarios where you can say, I don't know what it is, but there's something on here. This is not just being a kid. That should be your first sign to not get vaccinated right then and there. Because you're already dealing with neurological issues and gastrointestinal issues that will only be exacerbated with each subsequent shot until you are guaranteeing delivery of your children into the autism spectrum by injection. My allopathic medical monopoly license. Thank you, big government. Thank you, big pharma. Thank you, big media. Not. Now, Op-Ed, you've seen it in your upbringing, these kids that are affected. Thank God, you know, you've survived it. You have an intact liver and excretory system, and that is to your credit, staying young despite a lot of the obstacles that were set in your path as well.
No, absolutely. And I almost think the reason why they're really mad is we're screwing up their experiment, right? That's all this is. It's a mass experiment. When they say there is no scientifically based evidence, we are developing that evidence through taking this quackery medicine that they're shoving in our face, right?
Mm-hmm. We're not playing that anymore. And anybody that unplugs from the pharmaceutical matrix is considered an enemy of their state, of their fascist state. That's what we're dealing with. If there is any reality to these natural doctors being taken out. And I don't know. I haven't seen the links. I know it's suspicious, but I, you know, that's why I haven't covered it in depth. Other people are digging deeper in that. I am suspicious. I will say that, but I don't have evidence. That's why I'm just not going to talk about it if I don't have evidence other than acknowledge that something weird's going on. But if they think they're going to slow it down by taking out these natural doctors, you're only going to cause more attention to be placed upon people who have questioned pharmaceutical authority or authoritarians. And you look at this study, it's not even a study, but I mean, the lack of it now saying gluten-free diet has no benefit for children with autism. We've included in the notes, the show notes that Op-Ed just put up at robertscottbell.com, some interesting information and links to some studies that actually do show a reference point where gluten creates more inflammatory cascades, more allergic responses, especially with leaky gut, and that casein may be difficult for some of these kids to digest and utilize. It's only common sense, but because they haven't got a study that they can point to that says it's a problem, they can still point to drug or psychiatric treatments as corrective. Not corrective, maybe, but palliative. We can suppress them. If none of that works, we'll strap your kid to a gurney and let them suffer. Maybe we'll give them some pain meds. Highly dangerous, highly addictive, highly liver toxic pain meds. Disgust is an understatement as I look at these stories. This one's reported by Fox News off of the Wall Street Journal. You know, trying to discredit the parents who actually say, you know what, we pulled our kids off of gluten and some of their symptoms have improved or maybe even been removed. And that upsets some folks because that means diet matters. Diet does matter. Food does matter. What you put into the body and what goes out of the body matters, but that doesn't fit the drug theory. It also implicates what might cause the gastrointestinal damage, whether you want to call it gastroparesis in an extreme case or just leaky gut. What are these inflammatory cascades started by? And I argue vaccination A, number one, Hep B shot at birth, and move on from there. And then the first antibiotic to the 10th, to the 100th, destroying like napalm in Vietnam, the flora and fauna of the gut. And what do? We recommend that you heal the gut. Oh my gosh, you mean there's not a drug to do that? No, not even aspirin. Not even ibuprofen. These things destroy and damage the gut. I mentioned white willow. That's not even in my protocol, but it can be of some assist for those of you dealing with these mild pains that you think you have to reach for an aspirin. So, I come back to you, millennial op-ed. I ask
you. It's very powerful. You know, you hit it right in the head with the, you know, looking at how this is affecting my generation. It's tragic, and it's not even tragic. It's disgusting that they would dare to try to go after the gluten-free moon, right? Because it's gaining steam, and then the hubris, right? They think that because they say it's not scientific, that we're going to somehow stop eating gluten-free food. we have our evidence. It's prima facie.
The only thing that will stop us from eating gluten-free food is, you know, if you make it and it tastes like cardboard or behaves like cardboard. That's an issue. It is an issue. And there are people that know how to do gluten-free way better than some of us. But we really do have to look at that until we can heal the gut, and then we can utilize whole grains that contain gluten, but we want to make sure that they haven't been soaked in glyphosate, as we're finding out a lot of the wheat is being soaked to basically ripen it, bring it to market. And there's a lot of other reasons. That's a GMO pesticide. So there's some nasty stuff going on out there. Healing the gut. And listen to this. At the end of this article, the experts' biggest worry about the diet, you know, by not giving them gluten or casein, is that they don't get the necessary nutrients such as calcium and vitamin D. What? Calcium and vitamin D. Calcium.
They're inside, right? Yeah, they're not getting any sunshine. They're in school.
Wow.
6 hours a day.
Yeah, exactly. The vitamin D they add to the milk is typically D2, synthetic vitamin D. Not even worth. I mean, it's don't drink milk fortified like that. If you're going to drink milk, it has to be raw from pasture raised animals. And calcium. There are so many ways to get calcium besides milk. It's as if the only food on the planet, according to these experts, is milk. You can't get calcium from anything else. Not in broccoli. It's not in green leafy products, right? We can't call it food. It's only in milk. You've got to keep drinking your pasteurized, homogenized, antibiotic milk.
Definitely.
As I said, I'm not against milk, but if you drink it like we do, it's raw, it's real. and you don't have to add vitamin D to it. You let your kids go out in the sunshine. You're living in a topsy-turvy, crazy world, and I bet I just don't know how your generation is going to fix it. I want them to. At least
we're
going to
look back at these times. We're going to look back at these times, and you're like, man, those were some crazy things that we were dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right?
Absolutely bonkers.
But it's like I don't want you to be part of the problem. And part of the problem is those of your generation who have been destroyed and damaged by these vaccines, bright minds here to make transformation of incredible measures. And I think they were targeted. We've talked about this. We think they were targeted, and they are being targeted. If they can't get all the natural doctors and even the regular doctors that are going natural, because inevitably they will, well, they won't be able to. Their days are numbered, and they know it, and they're acting like caged animals. That's a dangerous time. That is the dangerous times in which we live. So put your radar on, but do the right thing. Because when you do the right thing, you'll be able to see the danger way before, and you will not be restricted by the vaccines that have destroyed your ability to move about the Earth's cabin. Right? Or we'll all have to go up to the International Space Station to get colloidal silver, because it's okay up there, but not down here, according to the FDA, anyway. Super Don, anything to add before we go to break? I know you've been silent. I just brought our millennial in here.
Well, I'm not a millennial. I'm one of those old farts.
I know. We're the old people. I know.
We're relying on, you know, well, we're counting on you, as they would say in the old airplane movie. Yeah, I don't know. You take a look around and stuff, and what's been going on. I think I did quit sniffing glue too early. But
you read my mind. That's it. So yes. It's the wrong day to stop sniffing glue. Hey, how about, you know, since we've done that and our IQs have dropped, actually we've been elevating them. But I think it is time for a major league moment of duh. I haven't been picking on obese people enough. Evidently yesterday I wasn't hard enough on them or the people who tried to help them. I don't know. We're going to do a moment of duh when we come back. See what. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're going to be all over the place. Dallas, Texas, October 2nd and 4th. Minneapolis, I think the 18th, 19th, and 20th for a Health Freedom Conference. We'll tell you more about a little later. And let's see, what else coming? Oh, 29th of October. Op-Ed, you still coming with me to Tampa? Is that the plan? We're going to be at Abby's Health and Nutrition.
Road trip.
You guys can meet Millennial Super Assistant Producer. Op-Ed is going to be there. We'll miss Super Don, but we'll try to find a way to get out to Austin. And we're going to be close, Dallas, but I don't think I'll have the time to get out to Austin to see you, Super Don. Don't feel slighted.
Maybe I can make it out there. We'll see.
Coffee in tow. No, now he's not coming. I know. He's
coffee in butt?
In tow. In tow.
Okay.
There's coffee in your toe? What did that happen there? Also, thanks to Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath from Nature of Healing. Nature of Healing. And she sent in some good links on the topic of gluten and removing it from the diet of those who have been diagnosed in the autism spectrum. I guess that's going to upset those who say there's no science to support the removal of gluten from the diet of children. You know, on and on and on it goes, right? The elitist scum of the pharmaceutical establishment. I guess we're not very respectful of them, are we? I don't know. Yeah. I was never very I respected my elders, if you will, but I always questioned things. And, you know, there's a line to walk, I recognize, where you respect authority, but not authoritarians. But, I just have a hard time going, you just got to salute, right? And that's why, I amaze you. I couldn't even do the Boy Scouts. Nothing against the Boy Scouts, but I couldn't put on a uniform. It was just too restrictive for me. That just tells you how, I would bleed freedom, if you will. Maybe to an extreme. I don't know. People call me an extremist. I know. But
you have that leader spirit, Rob. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I can put on a silly hat, though. I can walk funny. I can dance funny. So it's okay.
This is great. More science to talk about, if you guys are ready for this. I don't know. I've got some independent responses. I kind of asked off the air if I was being too hard on fat people. And the answer was no, a resounding no. And it really isn't, because what I'm hard on is the doctors who pretend that, you know, fat people are fat because they're eating too much, and that's the only reason. Now, again, granted, there are people that do overeat, but why do they overeat? We covered a story about pre-surgical interventions, you know, stomach stapling or turning your stomach into the size of a peanut or a golf ball or whatever they do, that the obese among us are already suffering from malnutrition. Now, if we're to assess this and go, wait a second, but they are overeating, what's the cause of obesity? We got to figure this thing out. And thank goodness we have science and scientists to lead us to today's
moment of dough.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of dough brought to you by tableware as big as a Volkswagen. The headline reads, Jumbo Portions Lead to Overeating. Yes, a study has confirmed that. Jumbo portions lead to overeating. And all this time, we were just under the impression that jumbo portions would lead you to go, I'm walking away from this table. Portions too big.
Listen,
gotta go.
Listen,
what?
We know that it's all about really what you eat. Not
sure.
So much the portion size. However, if you eat a barrel of non-GMO cucumbers, okay?
It ain't so.
It's a barrel of non-GMO
cucumbers. You're consuming more calories. Listen, calories in, calories out. There is some logic to that. It's just not the whole picture.
It's a lot of water weight.
So you're telling me that if you eat large portions of food, that you might gain weight?
Yeah, that's what they've concluded. The science is in. And this is coming from the University of Cambridge, right? So it's got to be real. But they're arguing what? What will they argue for, Op-Ed? What will they say we have to do or have to use now to get out of this mess?
You for use the chopsticks. You will put the lads of veve.
What the hell
did you say? Chapstick? What will chapstick do?
Chapstick?
Chopsticks.
Oh, chopsticks. Yes, use the chopsticks.
Oh,
eat
chopsticks.
Slowly. Yes, that's true. It's good. That was good perspective here, Ed. That's why. He's a brilliant, bright millennial. He gets it. Eat slowly, a little bit at a time, and
that's
even the big
like
portions
a Chinese
won't
French
deceive you.
Me.
I was going for German.
The Chinese chicken. All right, we're going to take a break. We got news. We got Stuart Tomp with breaking news about CBD. I'm looking forward to that. Also, the Monsanto money letter to Kevin Fulton of the University of Florida. Boy, he's busted. Power to heal is yours.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.